What's up, everyone? Welcome back to this Recouch podcast. We're here. We have Shy Moto.
Yo, what's good? Hey, what's up?
Howdy.
What's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Introduce the person next to you. Tell us her name and a fun fact about them.
We got Julian over here. This is the drummer of Shy Moto. And a fun fact about Julian.
That I'm the most chopped member of any band that I'm in.
Whoa, okay, no, that's actually false. That's actually 100% false. Yeah. Julian's favorite band is Hail the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shout out Hail the Sun.
Yeah, what's up? Like you said, my name is Julian. This is Winston right here. Fun fact about Winston is he's in a band called Pac-Man the Movie, which is how I got into the scene.
Damn, bro, that's real. Hey, my name's Winton, and fun fact about me is Julian actually happens to be one of my favorite drummers in the entire Houston scene.
Hey. You're supposed to say a fun fact about the person next to you. You're supposed to introduce the person next to you.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Oh.
I guess I'll say the fun fact.
Yo, ruined it!
Hi, I'm Alex Z9. Fun fact about him. He's like really good at Star Wars Battlefront 2. Like really good for no reason. I don't know why.
My name's Iran. The guy on my right is Jacob Hernandez. A fun fact about Jacob Hernandez Escobar III is that he really likes Charlie XCX, and he thinks Shy Moto is very Brat influenced.
Hey guys, I'm Jacob. I play guitar in Shy Moto. I love Charlie XCX. She's my biggest influence. And a fun fact about our vocalist Dennis, none of this shit would be here without Dennis. We owe everything that we have to Dennis, like all of like our opportunities, like all these shows that we play, like getting all these people in the same room, it wouldn't happen without him. And Shy Moto is a real band.
Whoa, no, for real. No, but honestly too, like these dudes are super fucking talented. So it's like, yeah, like I can help with the shows because I could never write a guitar chord as good as this motherfucker
this
or this motherfucker.
This is a super long fun fact, by the way.
Oh, this is a really long fun fact.
No.
We're having fun facts. But no, straight up, every member in this band honestly has like their own unique talent. And I genuinely, like, I made sure to really like, help them understand like how fucking talented they are by, you know, really like trying to like, show them these like cool ass fucking shows. I'm sorry, I'm showing them. But these guys are really fucking talented. I wouldn't be shit without these guys, so thank you.
So you started Shy Moto then?
Yeah, so I started Shy Moto about like a little bit of like earlier last year. Like
about a year ago.
Like I was thinking like, so at first it was a concept in my head. And I was like thinking like, damn, like it'd be so, cause my main project's Ecstasy. Yeah. So I was like, damn, it'd be so fun to like just start screaming and jumping around and like, you know, performing with my homies in Cable and all these other like heavy bands and shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, Shy Moto essentially is a passion project, but also a real band to me. And our first show was in August, I think, right? October. No. It was the Cable split set with Ecstasy.
October.
It was October. I'm sorry. Very foggy. But no, yeah, straight up, like, that was essentially the start of Shy Moto, yeah.
Cool, man. All right, so pass the mic around. Okay. Tell me your first ever TV or movie crush that you had as a kid.
Oh, dude. Okay. I'd like to say, is it Shigo from Kim Possible? Is that
who's Shigo?
The green.
Black hair, green.
Yeah. Is that what her name was?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay, cool. And yeah, that.
I can't remember the first one, but I would say probably Eileen from Regular Show. No, that's Margaret. I'm talking about Eileen. Yeah. Eileen deserves everything.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Your first ever TV or movie crush.
TV?
Yeah, TV or movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, don't be shy. Motel.
Shy Motel.
Or if you don't have one.
Hannah Montana. She got them sag lips.
What?
So
for me would be for a movie one. I forgot the actress's name, but do y'all remember Storm from the old X-Men movies?
Halle Berry?
Yeah. Halle Berry, yeah.
Whoa. Was that Halle Berry?
Beats me. That's what he said. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
sure.
It opened up something in me, and I was like, yeah, heck yeah.
Wait, do we say our names again? I mean, I don't know. I don't really have one, to be honest. But since I guess we're all choosing one, I guess I'll go with like the. I guess I'll fuck with like I don't like them, but I fuck with like those.
Just say a fucking name already, bro.
Say it with your chest, man. Say it with your chest.
I don't know their names, but they're from Fishtail.
Oh, which one?
Which
one? The
two jellyfishes.
Those are the Jamaican ones?
Yeah.
Whoa. Cool. That's crazy.
Like they're just cool.
That's crazy.
I used to have a crush on the drummer from the band Skillet. They're like a Christian metalcore band.
Are they in a TV show or a movie?
No, but I'm getting there. And then I went through a really bad breakup, and I watched the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and that was the first time I ever saw Mila Kunis. And I know like we don't fuck with her anymore, but like that was like something special to me. I never like viewed someone like that before. That was very indicative of like, yeah, Mila Kunis. Never.
All right, each of you tell me why people should come to a Shy Motel show.
I'm just fucking around.
Nah, honestly, like, I mean, just pull up. I mean, we're all fucking, like, just chilling on stage, having fun or whatever, and you can just have fun or whatever. I don't know. Like, yeah.
No chill on a
Shy. No, we're actually, like, a shoegaze band. Like, you should, like, straight up just, like, get in the pit and just stand there. Catch a vibe.
The reason why you should come see a Shy Motel set is because every time I play a set, I feel like I'm about to die. It's really physically demanding.
That's how you know good.
So if y'all could pull up, that'd mean the world to me. Also, I have two Zilbells on my drum set, so that's all the more reason to pull up.
Because if you pull up, you might get a 6, or you might get a 9. And you know, sometimes it'll happen at the same time, and then that's why you're lucky after the show. So. Come to the Shy Motel show.
Don't be shy.
One reason you should go to a Shy Motel show. I mean, me and Dennis, we sing our asses off. We perform. If y'all want to see new music, man, check us out. Support local bands and just have fun. At the end of the day.
Reason why you should see a Shy Motel set is because you want to see Alex over here do his like, you know, his nice little stunts.
Oh,
little
awesome, bits. Dude. Holy shit.
I don't think he knows what he's doing, to be honest, but, like, it's his first time living, too, so I fuck with it.
At the end of the day, we're all human, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Shy Motel, every single show is different. I mean, we kind of just, like, throw ourselves at the wall and see what sticks. It's always crazy. Like, everyone is always, like, in their own world, like, doing crazy shit. You never know what's going to happen. Like, it's chaotic as hell. Fucking Alex just like goes insane and like hurts people, and it's super fun. Yeah, and also like we have bass drops. Like none of these other bands have bass drops. Like, yeah. Like if you want to hear a bass drop, and if you want to watch Julian exert himself into like exhaustion and like pass out at the drum set, come to a Shy Motel show. It's fun.
Also, if you want to get pregnant,
yeah, get pregnant, get drunk, die. Yeah.
All responsibly, though.
Wait, responsibly, though.
Responsibly.
All right, so if y'all could each bring back a dead musician, who would y'all bring back?
Shit. Okay. Well, I'd say, honestly, for me, as, like, a normal choice, Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Bring back Jeff Buckley. Jeff Buckley. He was like, shut the fuck up.
No.
TikTok horror. Jeff Buckley was like the greatest loss in like music history. Honestly, the fact that he died so young and so early into his career is an absolute tragedy. No one has ever had that level of expressiveness or like that deep of a message to say. Jeff Buckley.
He's also 6 foot.
Shut up. The greatest artist of all time. I have three answers for this. The first two are either Amy Winehouse or Ozzy Osbourne. And then
And then the third one I would bring back is Bob Dylan. He's not dead yet, but he will be soon, so.
I heard it here first.
Mine is Gabe Sabian from the Locust.
Mine would be Elliot Smith. I really reconnect. I really like his music. Great voice. Great. I don't know. Just a talented singer. It's unfortunate what happened.
I don't know if he's dead, but he's, he probably is. But I'd probably bring back Michael Jackson.
Also Elliot Smith.
Yeah, they're also my answers too. But I kind of was just like, damn, I said Chris Cobain.
Do y'all think anyone faked their death?
Tupac's out there somewhere. I'd say XXXTentacion. You know, he's dropping his new album, No Pulse. Also Tupac.
Can I just say something? You chose the worst possible time in history to ask that question. It's on the tip of my tongue, but if I say it, it's
okay. Wait, Winton, who do you think, like, faked their death?
Oh, wait, no. I don't really think that that's even, like,
a real thing.
It just depends on your own perception on it, honestly, because it's just, like, I kind of don't really have an answer for that.
That's true.
That's an answer.
That is an answer, I will say.
I guess I'd go with the most popular one, Elvis. I don't know, I feel like that guy, if I had that money, man, like, I would not allow myself to die, respectfully. I don't know, I just feel like he's probably somewhere in Cuba chilling in retirement.
I think the one that faked their death, I'm going to say Michael Jackson once again. He's probably alive out there somewhere.
I will say, if you're interested in people faking their deaths, that would probably happen at a Shy Motel show. So all the more reason to come. We get conspiratorial in this house.
Thank you.
So what's in store for Shy Motel for 2026? Are you going on tour, dropping any EPs?
So actually, this year, we haven't announced it yet, but you're going to hear it here first. But we're doing a tour with the Suture Kit next month, so October. And we're going to be playing the pre-show to One Big Party Fest. So yeah, shout out One Big Party Fest or whatever the hell.
We don't know exactly when it's coming out, but we have decided on the next single that we're going to release. The working title of it is called The Metalcore Song, because it's vaguely, I don't know, reminiscent of like 2000s metalcore, leaning more into like post-hardcore and emo.
Oh, and we're dropping a lot more soon.
If there was a movie about Shy Motel, which actors would y'all get to play yourself?
Oh, wait, should we do like for each other?
Yeah, you go first.
Alright, so if there was a Shy Motel movie, I would say, I don't know what his name is, but the actor that plays Lip in Shameless. I know, every time I see you, he just looks stressed out.
Oh, with Jacob. Oh shit, okay. Well, I have both now, so. So I'd say for Julian, honestly I would say Julian's answer for Jacob, but I would honestly see the dude like for Lip or the dude from The Bear as Julian. Okay. For me, bro, I'd probably have Jenna Ortega play me. Yeah.
With the facial hair and everything?
Yeah, with the facial hair and everything.
Alright,
Winston?
Wait, did he
answer already? Julian, yeah.
For yourself. So, Shy Motel was in a movie and I had the star as a celebrity, I would be Chris Tucker. Because we need that. It's just a vibe, you know? He held it down.
I don't exactly look like him, but I want to look like him. What's that guy from Hereditary?
That dude.
I'm sure there'll be a picture of this in the video.
The guy from Hereditary.
Yeah, the guy from Hereditary. That's my answer.
For me,
Because I think this person looks like me a lot. I'd go with Willem Dafoe. I feel like he can capture my essence in the stage and performing. Yeah, yeah. I can do that. I don't know if y'all know, I can do that.
Do it right now.
I guess for Jacob, I agree. I see him as Lit. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Ecstasy would probably be like Adam Driver or something. Julian could be like Jesse Eisenberg, maybe.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Winton can be like
decisions.
Yeah. Alex over here would probably be.
Who is Alex?
Who is Alex?
I'd say
you look like
Fred Ficklehorn.
You look like Ron from Harry Potter.
Damn. All
right.
I feel like deep down, I don't know if this is egotistical of me to say, but I'm like a mix of Jim Carrey and fucking Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
I guess.
I can see Aaron Paul actually.
Adam Driver.
Yeah, definitely Adam Driver for sure. Julian's more of like a Megan Fox.
I can see that. No.
Yeah, Megan Fox.
You can actually make Megan Fox pretty.
Well, okay, so then, alright, bet. Okay, so we got the dude from Hereditary. I'd say, honestly, for Winton. Yeah, nah, bro. Let's do a wild card for Winton.
We gotta reel it in.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, wait. Let's start over. This is the next question, yeah. Sorry. What's the next question?
Have y'all gone on tour yet?
No, not yet.
So what's y'all's dream tour? Y'all have like a dream, like a lineup or any specific cities or venues y'all wanna hit up? Like, who's y'all wanna tour all
with? Ooh, this is a great question for me. Shit, fuck. Come back to me, actually. I'm sorry.
Alright, so this one's kind of a hodgepodge of a few different groups. I would say I'd want to tour with a band called The Red Chord. Those guys are good. I'd go with, like, Bring Me the Horizon, but, like, deathcore Bring Me the Horizon. None of that new shit. Them and, like, fucking, I don't know, Infant Annihilator or something. That's my final answer.
So I said this before in another, but I would think it would be really cool if like Pac-Man could open for CPU Buddha and fucking Van Tannero and Janaskis and Heat.
I don't have any specific bands on the top of my head right now, but I guess like a dream like city, I would love to go to see the New York scene. Love it. I've seen videos, man. Their energy is different. Love to be in that crowd.
Space Cowboy.
Shout out. Yeah, I'm with this guy. Nah, I'd like to go to New York. Dream lineup. I'm not sure. I guess like Lowe's would be cool. I love Lowe's. That's all I got.
Massive shout out to Omerta. Those guys are fucking crazy. Massive shout out to From Joy. I don't know, it's crazy like how like things come full circle and like we look up to those bands so much. I don't know, we all have like a whole lot of respect for those bands. We have like a crazy wide variety of influences. An absolute dream band to play with is Killing Me Softly. They're from the UK. They're fucking nuts. I don't know, heavy music cool, heavy music good stuff.
Alright, I have an answer. My bad, I was on my phone trying to figure out my answer, but so two of the bands that aren't really gonna, you know, actually like be a band, Vane, obviously, but Vane is essentially Fleshwater, so I don't think that's gonna have, like, I don't think Vane's done. Maybe.
Wow, yeah, I just think Fleshwater is better.
Alright. Hot topic. That's a hot topic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't fucking know.
But since they're dead now, but Jesus Peace would have been crazy. Jesus Peace would have been crazy. Peeling Flesh would be kind of cool. Actually really cool. Omerta for sure. And then I guess my last answer would probably be Sanction. Sanction would probably be the last one. Yeah.
Shout out to Falling with Scissors. Those guys are fucking awesome.
I agree. Falling with Scissors is pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Any final remarks? Anyone watching this? Anything? Any advice? Any social media plugs?
Follow Guided by the Spirit of Blue Bear.
Follow Shy Motel and shymotel.exe and follow Catatonic Youths on Instagram.
Shy Motel EXE is actually the name of our band. So when you look us up, that's gonna be it.
Yeah.
Follow Shy Motel on Instagram and yeah, man, have fun at our shows, dog.
This is Shy Motel.
Shout out to Guided by the Spirit of Blue Bear. That's like the best music ever released. We are Shy Motel and other things as well. Just like keep an eye out. There's always shit happening, especially with this band. Like things get crazy, but there's a lot to look out for. There's a lot to look forward to. Just like stay involved. Like just keep an eye out for what's going on, because like at the end of the day, like we're out here to like have fun and like play music and listen to music, and it's cool. And yeah, shout out to Guided by the Spirit of.
And doot the loot doot.
This has been the Street Couch Podcast, and this has been
Shy Motel.
Get out.
Get out.
On silent hill.
On silent hill.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
All right. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.